Masechet Kedushin Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes. Misha Nasan Rishus L'Shlucho L'Kadesh Esbito. A father gave permission to a shliach to be Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter. As a daughter, whether Ketana or a Nara, and the father had the right to be Mekabel Kedushin for her, and he appointed a shliach to do this, V'Halachu V'Kitcha. And after the father appointed a shliach, the father went ahead and was Mekabel Kedushin himself for her. Im Shalom Kadmu Kedushav Kedushin. If he was Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter before the shliach did so, then the Kedushin that the father was Mekabel is a good Kedushin, because at the point that he was Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter, that is a bittul of the shlichus. So therefore, even if the shliach would go ahead and be Mekabel Kedushin afterward, that Kedushin would not be a Kedushin, as the father was already Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter from somebody else. Im Shalom Shlucho Kadmu Kedushav Kedushin. But if the shliach was Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter before the father was Mekabel Kedushin for somebody else, then the Kedushin that the shliach made is the good Kedushin, and the Kedushin that the father made afterwards is not a good Kedushin. Vim eino yedua, shneim noisim get. If they both were Mekabel Kedushin for her, and we do not know who was Mekabel Kedushin first, the shliach or the father, if the girl wants to marry somebody else, she would have to receive gittin from both people that were Makadish her. The Imratu Echad Naisen Get, the Echad Kindis. If they agree, one of the two could give her a get, and the second one could marry her. That way, even if the one that married her was Makaba Kedushin last, since she already received the get from the other one, she could marry the second one. Bechena Isha Sarnasana Rishut Lishucha Lakacha. The same would be true if an Isha gave permission to a Shliach to be Mekabel Kedushin for her. She appointed a shliach likabala. V'hocha v'kitcha es atma. And after she appointed the shliach, she went ahead and was Mekabel Kedushin for herself from somebody else. Im shalak kadmu kidushav kedushin. If the kedushin that she was Mekabel herself came before the shliach was Mekabel Kedushin for her, then the kedushin that she was Mekabel for herself is a kedushin, and at the point she was Mekabel Kedushin for herself, that is a bittul of the shlichas, and even if the shliach went ahead and was Mekabel Kedushin for her from somebody else afterwards, that would not be a Kedushin. The im shel shlucha kadmu kedushav kedushin. But if the shliach was Mekabel Kedushin for her before she was Mekabel Kedushin herself, then the Kedushin of the shliach is a Kedushin. The Kedushin that she made for herself afterwards is not a Kedushin. Vim eina yedua shnehen noisnen loget. If it is not known who is Mekabel Kedushin first, herself or the shliach, then it is a suffix who she is niskacha to, and if she wants to marry somebody else, she would have to receive a get from both people. The imratzu echad nisen la get, the echad kindness. If they are agreeable, and one of the two could give her a get, then the other one would be allowed to marry her, even if the person that marries her at the end was Mekadesh her last, even so he could marry her since she received the get already from the other one.
Sachas Kedushin Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud. Mi sheyatza hu veishto lemedinas hayom. Somebody who went overseas with his wife. This person married an isha that was miucheses. She was a ksheira. He checked out her ancestors, and there was no psul in her ancestors, like we saw in Mishnah Dalet, that a kohen that marries an isha must check her ancestors to make sure the isha is a ksheira. Ubahu veishto ubana v'amar. And he returned from overseas with his wife and children that were born to him in Medinat Hayam. And he said, Isha sheyatzas imi leMedinat Hayam, harehi zu be'elu b'na. And he says, the Isha that I married and I went overseas with, this is the same Isha, and these are the children that I had from her. Eino tzarech lahavi raya, lo ala Isha, v'lo al habanim. If he wants to marry off his daughter to a kohen, it is not necessary for him to bring a raya that this Isha is an Isha Ksheira, since he already checked her out when he married her, and it turned out that she was a Ksheira. He doesn't have to prove anymore that she is a Ksheira, and we believe that this is the same Isha that he was married to when he left to Medinat Hayam, and he does not have to bring a raya that these are children that he had from her, as we believe these are this Isha's children, since we see they are attached to her and treat her as their mother. We can assume that these are her children. Meitza, the elu b'na. But if he returned from Medinat Hayam with only his children. And he says that the Isha that he married died in Medina Tayyam, but these are her children that he had from her. Maybe Raya Alabonim. He must bring proof that these children are actually this Isha's children. Ve'eno maybe Raya Ala Isha, but he does not have to bring a Raya that this Isha is an Isha Ksheris, since he already checked her out when he married her. We believe that this Isha is Miucheset, just he has to bring a Raya that the children that he had are actually the children he had from her. And once he proves that these children are this Isha's children, he can marry his daughter off to a Kohen.